RTL Original Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Show Tunes, the podcast where we tread carefully in socks on deep shag carpets and have a look into the most unforgettable themes from your favourite TV shows and movies. I'm Stephen Stepslow, and today we're going to talk about a tune that's burned into the brain of anyone who grew up in the 80s or have even heard about this iconic show through pop culture references. You know the one, the heartbeat-thumping, action-packed and undeniably memorable theme from the A-Team. So, if you love it when a plan comes together or need to drink laced milk before a flight, let's break down why the A-Team theme is still one of the most unforgettable TV themes of all time.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
It doesn't really take much thought or discussion, because when that theme kicks in, the very first notes, as Wet 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 would later say, you feel it in your fingers, you can feel it in your bones. But what makes the A-Team theme so unforgettable? Well, it's a perfect storm of great composition, a legendary TV show, and let's face it, pure 80s energy. Behind every great theme, of course, is a great composer. And the man behind the A-Team theme is none other than Mike Post. You might not necessarily know his name to recall immediately, but trust me, you know his work. Post was the mastermind behind some of TV's most recognisable themes, including Hill Street Blues and Magnum PI, a classic theme that we have already featured here. When it came to the A-Team, though, Post wanted a theme that reflected the high-energy, fast-paced and action-packed style of the show. But here's the kicker. He had to do all of this within the constraints of time and on a super tight deadline. The A-Team theme was composed in just a few hours. Yes, you heard me right. Hours. The spoken intro, the bullet fire and the whooshness of it all, yes, that's a word, really carries you along for the ride. The brass section comes in with a loud, bold flourish and then bam, a full-blown action sequence in your head. It's bold, brash and impossible to ignore. Did you know that Post initially wanted the theme to be more serious? Yeah, the original idea was to create a more dramatic orchestral theme, something along the lines of Mission Impossible. But as Post went deeper into the sound of the A-Team and what the A-Team actually didn't do, he realised it needed something more punchy, something that screamed action without taking itself too seriously. So he embraced that bold, almost playful vibe, thankfully. And it was a brilliant move because that's exactly what the show was all about. Good guys, bad guys, explosions, conveniently placed acetylene torches, and a whole lot of fun. Now, we know we've got a killer theme on our hands, but let's talk for a minute about the A-Team TV show itself. Premiering in 1983, the A-Team became an instant cultural phenomenon. The show was all about four ex-Vietnam War soldiers who, wrongly convicted of a crime, became a team of mercenaries for hire, taking on the tough jobs no one else could handle. Picture it now. Over-the-top action, explosions, witty one-liners, cigar-chomping, and enough chaos and cameos to make any viewer's heart race. But it wasn't just about the explosions, it was also about the camaraderie between the team members, played by George Peppard, Dirk Benedict, Mr. T, and Dwight Schultz. That made it a fan favourite. Mike Post and his team actually recorded two versions of the theme, one for the opening credits and a different, slightly longer version for when the show aired overseas. The one for international markets, well, it was even more dramatic, with an extended intro just to pump up the audience that little bit more. And while the A-Team theme was incredibly popular, did you know that in 1984 it actually charted in the US? Yeah, it hit the Billboard Hot 100. Who would have thought a TV theme could make it on the charts? But the energy was so contagious that people couldn't help but hum that catchy hook every time they heard it. I'm doing it now, while reminiscing over my A-Team school lunchbox. Ah, those were the days when I dreamt of being Face and being friends with B.A. Baracus. And of course, the influence of the A-Team theme goes beyond just TV. It's had its place in pop culture everywhere, from movies to commercials, to even getting referenced in music videos themselves. There's something about that action-packed vibe that people just can't shake off. Are you listening, Taylor? And let's not forget the role it played in the eventual A-Team movie in 2010. It was a bit of a misfire, really, but that classic theme made a triumphant return. Thanks to Mike Post's genius, we got one of TV's most iconic themes, one that's still thrilling listeners decades later. Whether you're in the mood for action or just need a tune that gets your blood pumping, the A-Team theme will always deliver. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Show Tunes. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us next time as we break down more musical gems from the world of TV and film. Until then, take care and keep humming those show tunes. See ya.
Every moment, RTL.